Heads up, the instructions say 90 seconds to 2 minutes, but your prompt just asks for 60 seconds. I'm going to write the 90 to 2 minute version as the instructions specify because that's what the format is built for. If you want a true 60 second cut, just say the word. Trump mentioned right to repair in the Oval Office this week, and the industry is treating it like we won. We didn't win. A comment isn't a law. But here's why it still matters. Political cover is how legislation moves. State bills that were stalled suddenly get a second look when the White House has said the quiet part out loud. So don't pop champagne, but don't ignore it either. Watch your state capital, not just Washington. Now, here's the story nobody's pairing with that one. TechForce just dropped numbers showing the collision sector needs over 73,000 new tech entrants by 2029. And the problem isn't pipeline, it's retention. Shops are training people and then losing them to dealers, to other industries, to burnout. If you've got a calibration tech who knows their stuff right now, that person is worth more than your frame machine. Treat them like it, because in 3 years, finding someone who can run a proper ADAS calibration and actually understand what they're doing is going to cost you a lot more than whatever raise keeps them today. And the AASP out of New Jersey opened a dedicated inbox for insurer complaint tracking. They're building a file for regulators. If you're in that state and you've had supplement denials, document it and send it. That's not just venting, that's building a case. Hot take to close. Right to repair only helps you if your techs know what to do with the data once they've got it.